Jesse was glad to be out of the station, away from the phantom bottle and the hundreds of memories of drinks shared with Healy or with others in his office. But away from the cop house or not, he knew that wherever he went, the past would always ride shotgun. Right at the moment, he was more concerned with what the near future would hold than his past. He drove his Explorer around the gas pumps and pulled into one of the yellow-lined parking spots outside the convenience store. Slamming his door shut behind him, Jesse stopped, checked out the pumps and the brick building, looking for where the security cameras were positioned. He also took a deep breath and remembered that as a kid, he had loved the almost sweet chemical smell of gasoline. He didn't know whether it was his age or a change in formula, but the odor of gas no longer held any romance for him. "Morning to you, Chief Stone. Be with you in a second," said the middle-aged man behind the counter, taking a $20 bill from a nondescript woman. "That's 20 unleaded on pump 5. He tapped some keys on a touchscreen in front of him. A cash drawer popped open, and he placed the 20 in the tray and closed the till. "Would you like a receipt?" She didn't say anything to that, turned and walked past Jesse as if he wasn't there. When the woman was gone, the counterman stuck his hand out to Jesse. "Gary Cummings, I own the place. So I guess you're here about the kerosene." "Specifically about the kid who bought it. You said your clerk thought the kid was hinky." "Sorry, Chief, that's my word. My nightman isn't the sharpest tool in the shed. He said he felt the kid was too nervous, like a kid buying condoms for the first time or buying vodka with fake ID. He kept looking over his shoulder and looking at the cameras. We had a robbery here 2 years back. Guy pistol-whipped my counterman and threatened a customer. My guys are trained to get suspicious when they see people checking out where the cameras are." "Good idea." "This, too." Cummings pulled up his baggy red, blue, and silver Patriot sweatshirt to reveal an automatic pistol holstered to his right hip. "Smith & Wesson M&P 45 Shield. All the stopping power of a big 45. And it fits neatly into even a small hand. Every one of my people has a Class A permit. Rob me once, shame on you. Rob me twice. Just let some asshole come in here and try to get us again." Jesse wasn't so sure he agreed. It wasn't that Jesse was squeamish about guns or using them. He'd certainly used his, sometimes to deadly effect. But he was well-trained. He also understood the feeling of powerlessness and sense of violation victims had to deal with. Rape was the worst and the most traumatic to cope with. But all crime leaves scars. Jesse didn't think that arming everyone was necessarily the way to handle things, though he wasn't here to discuss victim trauma or gun control. "Do you have footage of the kid?" Cummings, a graying but fit man an inch or two shorter than Jesse, pulled his sweatshirt back down and flashed a broad white smile.
"I never thought you'd ask, Chief. I got it queued up in the back."
"Just let me get my son to cover me and I'll go back there with you." He picked up the phone and pressed the intercom button. "Junior, come up front." Junior was the spitting image of his father. There was something else about him that Jesse noticed. The son had attitude, the wrong kind of attitude. He took one look at Jesse's PPD hat and jacket, sneered, and shook his head. It wasn't like the look Cole Slayton had given him. Junior's attitude had more malice in it, and he clearly had no love for cops. When he stopped shaking his head, he locked eyes with Jesse. Under other circumstances, Jesse might have laughed at him, but he needed the father's cooperation. Jesse had stared into the eyes of serial killers, stared into the eyes of men who'd slit their own children's throats as they slept. He had even stared into the eyes of the man who had murdered Diana. This guy, as tough as he thought he was, had a lot to learn. Jesse also took note of the neck tattoos peeking out from over the edge of the kid's shirt collar. It seemed most of the people under 30 he ran into these days had tats, but Jesse couldn't help but be curious about these. Cummings broke the stare down between his son and Jesse.
"Okay, stay out here until I can show Chief Stone the footage from last night."
"Fine," Gary Cummings Jr. said with little enthusiasm.
"Right this way, Chief Stone."
The father led the way into the office.
"We can cover every inch of the property except the interiors of the restrooms, of course," Cummings said. "But you're not interested in that. Here, look at the monitor on the top right, and I'll run the footage of the kid who bought the kerosene. Okay, here we go." Jesse watched as a short, stocky young man dressed in all black strolled from the right side of the station, walked over to the kerosene pump, and put a plastic fuel container down on the ground. He seemed confused about what to do next. He picked up the container, took a few steps toward the store, then turned back to the pump and put the container down.
"Can your clerk watch this in real time from the counter?" Jesse asked.
"He can, and so can anyone back here."
Eventually, the kid walked into the convenience store and asked to pay for 5 gallons of kerosene. He reached into his pocket with shaking hands and gave the clerk too much money. He turned and left, even as the clerk called to him. The clerk came out from behind the counter, ran after the kid, and caught him at the door. He looked scared and confused until the clerk gave him the change. Jesse said, "Easy to see why the kid got your clerk's attention." Then the kid filled up the container. When he was done, he ran as best he could, weighed down by the fuel, back in the direction from which he'd come.
"Two things, Mr. Cummings. Can you generate a still photo from the..." Before Jesse could finish his question, Cummings reached behind him and handed Jesse a somewhat grainy photo of the kid's face.
"I thought you might want that. It's not perfect, but it's the clearest image I could capture. What's the other thing?"
"Do you have any footage of the vehicle the kid came in?"
"Sorry, Chief, if he came in a vehicle at all. It was parked out of range of our cameras. As you can see, he comes into view out of the darkness on the east side of the station and disappears into it when he's done. For all I know, he came on foot."
Jesse was skeptical about that. He kept his doubts to himself. He watched the video a few more times, thanked Cummings, and left. He could feel Junior's eyes burning a hole through his back as he went, but he was more interested in the time-stamped photo in his pocket. More than that, Jesse couldn't get the video footage out of his head. The kid could not have called more attention to himself had he sprayed the words, "Hey, look at me," on his back in day-glow paint. Jesse didn't like it. He didn't like it one bit.